Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, you got like $6 billion laying around? Yeah, you just need $6 billion. Do you have it? No? Yeah, me neither. You're probably wondering why I asked if you had $6 billion. Okay, let's get to the point. There is an organization out there called the Blackstone Group. Now, if you do some research on these guys, you find that they invest in real estate. And the primary sources of real estate that they tend to invest in usually is in the commercial space. I mean, they do offices, they do apartments, they do store. There's like everything in the commercial, well, probably not everything, but everything that makes sense to the Blackstone Group is in their portfolio. Last month, they did something a little different with their real estate. Instead of buying commercial real estate, they bought single-family houses. That's correct. They bought single-family houses. Guess how many they bought? Like 17,000? Yeah. They own 17,000 single-family rental homes throughout the United States. Now, why do you think these guys did that? Why do you think they changed their business plan and decided to pursue a slightly different investment modality? Well, here's why I think they're doing it. Look around. Look around. What is going in the real estate markets? I mean, what's going on, right? Yeah. I mean, this is what I've been talking about this entire week. The real estate markets are on fire. I mean, I read one article that said like one third of the potential buyers have actually dropped out because they're so frustrated making offers on properties and not having these offers go through. So a third of the people just said, screw it, man, I'm done. I'm out of here. I'll just wait it out. That means the other two-thirds are battling to acquire assets. Now, entities like the Blackstone Group, they normally don't invest the way we advise you to invest. Now, they don't. They have a completely different approach. And you might be wondering, okay, well, what do they do that's different? Well, they tend to buy properties at discounted retail. And you're wondering, what is discounted retail? Well, that's when they go in and basically tell a home builder, look, you're putting up 500 houses. So what we will do is we will pay fair market value for all 500 houses. But, you know, because we're going to make this easy on you and because you're not going to have a lot of advertising and sales expenses, because we can help you with all that stuff, we can just make this a really easy transaction, you got to give us a little bit of a break on price. And you know what the builder's going to say? I'm on board. And why would the builder do that? Well, because it's so much easier to work with one client than it is 500 clients. And that builder most likely doesn't have to hire a sales team. They don't have to hire a bunch of other support people necessary to get all these transactions closed. Matter of fact, they can probably get some breaks on title fees and things like that, because I mean, if you're going to a title company, you're saying, hey man, I got like 500 houses I'm going to close over the next year and a half, that title company is going to go cha-ching. I mean, that title company is going to go, we got your back. So these guys, They own 17,000 homes. And they're pretty good at the leasing process. Yeah, they've got standards for what they deem as acceptable for whom they will rent to. Now, I don't know if their standards are as high as my standards. I would assume so. But here's the thing. Property pricing is on the rise. Rental pricing, that's on the rise too. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Wealth Management Magazine, they're actually the guys that tipped me off to what was going on with the Blackstone Group. So Blackstone Group buys 17,000 homes from an entity called Home Partners of America Incorporated. They spend $6 billion to buy all of those assets. Yeah, this is really a buyout. And I think they're doing it because they've got a team of people that do research, I will say 24/7. Yeah, because who's the Blackstone Group? Well, they're really one of those entities that you're probably funding with your 401k, your IRA, or one of those other things. Yeah, so they're using all of that money to buy a bunch of houses. And you might be thinking, well, I feel good about that, man, because now I'm invested in real estate. Yeah, sorta, not really, because you're not getting all the benefits that real estate has to offer. Effectively, the Blackstone Group is getting all of those benefits, and they're carving some of that stuff out in the form of, you know, we're telling you what your investment fund is worth. Yeah. So, if you don't have $6 billion to buy 17,000 houses, let's approach it a different way. What if you have some money saved up and you want to change your life? Well, when we come back from the break, I'll tell you what that plan's all about. Stick around.
What will you learn on the Lifestyles Unlimited Multifamily Master Tour?
We were very fortunate, this road trip was amazing. You learn a lot. You learn from A to D and in the in-between, and you meet a lot of wonderful people and a lot of folks that are interested in this and a lot of folks that are doing it.
Join us September 3rd, right along with the country's top team of apartment investors as you tour four apartment communities with the owners and operators alongside their mentors and educators. Register at MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right. So I'm recovering from that brain fart I had in the first segment where I was talking about wealthmanagement.com because they gave me some great information that I wanted to cite, and I had a brain fart, and I don't know what happened, but I'm back with you now. Everything is good. Let's get into the details. So here's the information I wanted to share with you that Wealth Management points out, and it's some pretty interesting information. They're stating that for the first time in United States history, at least based on what they're researching, they're saying renter household growth outpaced U.S. home ownership. Now, take a minute to think about that. That means there are more people electing to rent property than to buy property. So why does that matter? Well, keep in mind there is a shortage of quality housing in the United States. There is a legitimate shortage of housing. So what's available in the markets is either occupied and owned by somebody, or it's being built, or it's not being occupied because it's in really bad shape and it either needs to be torn down or rehabbed. That's pretty much the whole housing stock out there. I mentioned in the first segment, one third of the people that want to be homeowners have just said, you know what? I'm out. I can't do this. So think about it. If there were 3 million people looking to buy a house to live in, and 1 million got frustrated and said, you know what? To heck with this. This isn't the right thing for me. I'm either going to go live with my parents, or I'm going to rent or continue to rent. Chances are they were already renters. Although there are people that sell their principal residences, especially in this market, because they probably can get a better price than they ever could have commanded. Maybe they don't have to fix anything. So they're able to actually make some money off of distressed property by selling it to somebody that knows what they're doing. And then maybe those people go rent. But that's a lot of renters. 1 million people. Now, I'm making that stat up. That was just an example. That's just an example. But do you see the scale? Yeah. So here's the crazy thing. Housing prices, they just seem to keep going up. Now, I've read a couple of articles over the last couple of weeks that have predicted a peak to the market. Yeah, okay, we're peaked out. It's going to level off. Well, maybe where they're at, but where I'm at, oh, it's blown hard and it's blown well. Yes, it is. It's doing really well. So why are companies spending billions of dollars to buy single-family homes? Well, here's why. They want to meet the demand. As a matter of fact, they want to meet the demand with quality housing. Now, I will tell you that these firms, they're not interested in doing rehab. No, they're actually more interested in picking up big chunks of property. So they're buying portfolios. That's exactly what the Blackstone Group did. They bought 17,000 houses, which essentially were owned by another company called Home Partners of America. They spent $6 billion. And I'll tell you, that's just the tip of the iceberg, man. Let me tell you what else has been going on out there. There's other companies doing the exact same thing. As a matter of fact, there's a company out there called Transcendent Electra. They plan to either acquire or develop rental housing and plan to spend about $3 billion over the next 3 years to do that. Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't stop there. There are two REITs out there. Now, REITs are real estate investment trusts. We don't invest in them. As Lifestyles Unlimited members, we don't invest in REITs. And here's why. REITs don't pay you very well. Now, they will make sure that they're keeping up with like what the S&P 500 is doing as far as rates of returns. But they won't pay you as well as investing with a Lifestyles Unlimited member will. Now, trust me, that's just the way it is. But these REITs, two of them are specifically designed to hold single-family properties as their asset base. Correct. So if you invested in that REIT, you would be investing in a bunch of single-family homes. As a matter of fact, one of those REITs is called American Homes for Rent. And they currently have about 54,000 houses in their inventory. There's another one out there called Invitation Homes. Yeah, I didn't get the numbers on those guys, but I know they got a bunch. So this is a strategic change in the philosophy of investing in these REITs. Yeah, you know what they're starting to realize? They're starting to realize what we at Lifestyles Unlimited have known for many, many years. Single-family houses have the ability and they have the potential to make you a lot of money. So let's do this. Let's compare one of these massive REITs that are paying like 8%, and let's compare it to something like, something that Jeff was investing in. Now, if you were listening to yesterday's show, you heard Jeff's story. You heard how Jeff just got fed up with his job and the fact that he was going nowhere fast, and they were just very happy to continue to abuse him. And he said, "That's it, I'm done." And he became a lead investor, meaning he's investing in multifamily apartment communities. Okay, that's different than single families. I get that. But the concept is the same. See, what Jeff has been able to do is take his investors' money and literally double it in a two-year period. In other words, if you gave Jeff $100,000, Jeff gave you back $200,000 after 2 years. Some of that came in the form of cash distributions. The majority of that came in equity gains. And you really didn't have to do anything to invest with Jeff other than become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited and get yourself properly educated on how to invest with other Lifestyles members. Now, these REITs, yeah, maybe they do pay 8%. Hey, let's go with 10%. Let's just be generous. Let's say these REITs are throwing off 10%. So at the end of year one, you would have made $10,000. At the end of year two, you would have made maybe $11,000. So which is better? Investing in a REIT, putting $100,000 in there and making $21,000, or investing with a Lifestyles lead and doubling your money? I think the second one's correct. We'll be right back.
Dale Wamsley explains the Lifestyles Unlimited education and investment model.
Is real estate making money quickly in real estate a scam? No, it's not a scam. Have there been scammers in the past? But those were all seminar programs where you go listen to some dude speak and you buy some books and tapes and then you go off on your own and do it. This is not a seminar-based program, although there are seminars. This is a hands-on, investment-based training program. In other words, you guys buy the investments, we help you do it. If there are no investments, there's no real reason to have training. So they go hand in hand. They're symbiotic. I own real estate companies, so we can find you the deals, because if there are no deals, there's no reason to buy the training that gets you ready to buy the deals.
Get started today. Join us for the next free workshop in person or online. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Get the education that will get you ready for the deals. Get the deals that will make it so you can stop trading time for money and start living the life you believe you deserve but are struggling to achieve. Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so all these massive faceless entities out there have figured out what we have known for so long at Lifestyles Unlimited, that owning single-family homes is really a great way to make money. It really is a great way to make money. As a matter of fact, you don't have to worry about the stock market changing directions on you midstream in your plan. No, you really don't. So I think single-family homes are a good investment. I know they're a good investment. As a matter of fact, I was just reviewing all of my personal taxes, and I just noticed that I get just about all of the money I pay in taxes against some of my income streams that are required to pay taxes. I get it pretty much all back because of the depreciation that is thrown off from my business assets. Yeah. My single-family homes, my investments in apartment communities. See, there's a little thing called depreciation that goes on out there. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty confident these big faceless entities do it the same way we do it as far as the accounting goes, because the law doesn't distinguish between people like you and me and those giant elements that are taking all that retirement money and buying houses like we do. And here's the difference. Those big entities, they get the same cash flows that we do. They get the same appreciation that we do. They don't get the same equity capture because they're really buying at retail pricing, maybe at a slight discount. So maybe there's a little bit of equity capture in there. But they don't buy properties the way we do, which gives us the opportunity to really capture equity in the deal. You might be wondering what I'm talking about. Let me back up two steps. There's really two price points for real estate. And it's kind of like most goods and services out there, although you, depending on what you do for a living, you may not experience half of the market. See, there are retail markets and there are wholesale markets. Retail pricing is usually what real estate is worth when it's all fixed up. Wholesale pricing is usually what real estate is worth when it's got issues, when it doesn't command the same price point as something that is in great shape. Because it takes money to reinvigorate that asset and bring it back to the retail pricing. See, that's where we come in. We know what to look for in the marketplace. We know what neighborhoods in the areas that we invest in are primed to give us great returns, and we invest our money there. And when we buy distressed assets at wholesale pricing and we repair everything that needs to be repaired, I mean, if it's going to go wrong in the next 5-7 years, we fix it or replace it. That's just the way it is. And the reason we do this all up front, well, there's two reasons. One, it's a customer service thing. I'm providing the best available housing in the marketplace. Yeah, that is my standard. I look at what all of my competition is doing, and I make sure that my stuff is as good, if not better. Usually it's better. The second thing that happens is this. Because I'm rehabbing the property, whatever my expenses are to do that, I have to add that onto my acquisition costs. Okay, so it's the wholesale pricing plus all the renovations that I had to do. And the key thing is this. We want to make sure that we don't exceed that retail price. The difference between your all-in amount and that retail price, that's the equity that you capture. And I'll be honest with you. The closer you get to doing a rehab where you're paying full retail price, I mean, if you're like within a couple $1,000s, you probably should have just paid retail pricing if the numbers worked. So there has to be a benefit to doing all this rehab work. Now, big elements like the Blackstone Group and all these other entities I described earlier in the show, they don't do what we're doing. No, they don't. Because they're on a completely different scale. Oh, and by the way, here's the other thing I didn't tell you. Even though they make the same type of returns that we do, those returns are diluted because they have the huge operational overhead of being that ginormous company. Trust me, a company like the Blackstone Group is not like two or three dudes working out of their garage. No, it's like a bunch of people that have employees that they pay decent wages to, and they contract for labor and they contract for services. There's a lot of overhead. So why are we different? We as independent real estate investors, why are we different than something like the Blackstone Group? Well, we're more efficient. We're more efficient. We are. I don't need to have a 600,000 square foot building for all my employees to work in. Not to mention all the overhead costs associated with, you know, just providing power to that building, let alone, you know, internet and computers and, oh, and maybe they've got to go drive around, so now I got to buy vehicles or I got to reimburse. Yeah, it gets expensive, right? Yeah. So we're not at the scale that the Blackstone Group is at. As a matter of fact, we're in slightly different business models because of where our money comes from. See, the Blackstone Group has a fiduciary obligation to everybody that gives them money as part of their investment. Okay. I have a fiduciary obligation to my family. That's it. That's it. Now, when I get involved with investing in multifamily properties as a lead investor and I bring other Lifestyles Unlimited members into the deal with me, I have a fiduciary obligation to them because they're my partners in the deal. They're the ones that are giving me the financial backing to go forward. And instead of giving them diluted down returns that return, you know, about 8% per year, because that's what the market's supposed to do. What I try and do is exactly what Jeff said he did yesterday. His goal going into a deal is he wants to make sure that there is potential to double his investors' money in 2 years. And I'll tell you, the conversations that Jeff and I have had that you didn't hear on the air yesterday involve making sure that everything you do is focused on your goals and objectives. See, Jeff will do a quick, he mentioned it yesterday, he said, man, I'll do a quick analysis. Okay, what does that mean? Well, a quick analysis is nothing more than Jeff has already figured out what a model property looks like. So he has a formula. He has a spreadsheet laid out that tells him what things cost, what things can rent for. I mean, there's all kinds of information in there. And a lot of this information he already knows. So it's a matter of just plugging in some facts and figures. And then he'll look at the very bottom of his spreadsheet. And his spreadsheet will tell him, go for it or walk away. Now, Jeff does not spend days on end filling out that spreadsheet. Now, I think he spends like maybe 15 or 20 minutes. Okay, maybe a half an hour if he doesn't have all the information. And this is important because he knows how to hunt assets. And when he finds them, it's a good thing for everybody. When we come back from the break, I'm going to go back to houses. Let's talk some more about houses.
Lifestyles Unlimited invites you to the world's largest wealth and passive income expo, September 3rd and 4th, Irving, Texas. You'll connect with successful investors and industry experts. Learn being real estate retired at any age. Attend breakout sessions with industry experts. Learn from real people successfully investing in real estate right now. Leave with your passive income plan in hand. The entire Lifestyles Unlimited team of realtors, mentors, educators, and operational consultants want to meet you Friday and Saturday, September 3rd and 4th in the Metroplex Irving Convention Center, Las Colinas. Join thousands of top investors and multimillionaire real estate investor Dell Wamsley. Dell is mentor to top award-winning investors across the country. Go to WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Enter promo code FREEDOM and receive $97 off any pass or package. That's WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com. Promo code FREEDOM. WealthAndPassiveIncomeExpo.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so we're going to talk about houses. And what we're going to talk about are rates of return. Now, all week long, I've been talking about houses that realtors that I have a relationship with have sent me. Yeah. See, the realtors that I work with know exactly what I'm looking for. I give them basic parameters. So what does that mean? It means when the realtors are looking for deals to sell, because that's how realtors make their money. They sell real estate. They transact properties. And the good ones understand the markets. The good ones understand that to make money in real estate, you just don't sit around on your butt and wait for the phone to ring. No. And if you've got a realtor like that, run. Run away. The good realtors bust their butts. Yeah, they do. And when they have downtime, they're taking a look at the inventory that's in the marketplaces. See, they have access to all of the multiple listing services. And you're probably thinking, well, I do too. I mean, I can search for properties. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. But what you get is watered down access. You don't get access to all of the deep details, nor do you get the very complex search features that are out there so that you can instantaneously almost scan the market. Yeah, so when these realtors have downtime, they're looking at properties. I mean, they don't send me emails every day because they're busy working with clients. But I know when they've got downtime because all of a sudden I get emails. And here's the neat thing. The realtors that send me deals to review are not upset with me if I don't buy the property. No, they're not. You want to know why? Because if I say, thanks, Moon, I appreciate it, but I got to pass, not a problem. I am not the only contact that these realtors have. No, as a matter of fact, one of the things that they figured out very quickly was if they can find a deal that meets my basic parameters and I don't buy it, they got a pretty high probability of selling it to somebody else. Yeah, that's the way it rolls, man. That's the way it rolls. So Moon sent me a property. It's in the greater Houston market. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. It's a little bigger than I like. It's 1,936 square feet. Okay. Now I really don't put any parameters in my searches because I have found square footage for the most part is kind of irrelevant, but there is a tendency. Now there is a tendency that the bigger the property gets, the less effective it becomes as far as rates of return. Now you want to get into the detailed discussion of that. What you need to do is become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. We talk about that in our educational programs. Yeah, we'll break all that down for you. Because that, trust me, that's too hard to do over the radio. You kind of need a whiteboard. You know where I'm going. So this particular property was built in 1940. That's correct. This property is 81 years old. Does that scare you? That scares a lot of people. That really does scare a lot of people. They've heard all the horror stories about 80-year-old property. Probably has foundation problems, the roof. You know, did they do anything with the roof over the last 80 years? Did they just pile roof on top of roof on top of roof? What's going on with the plumbing systems? I mean, think about it. The standards for plumbing back in the 1940s, by the way, pre-World War II, is different than the plumbing standards that we enjoy today. Materials are different. Yeah, they're totally different. I mean, you could be dealing with some galvanized piping in some of these older homes. Today, what do we deal with? You know, we use those plastic things, those PEX pipes, which are pretty cool, by the way. Does any of this scare you so far? Well, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. And if it does, it's okay. It's okay. The asking price for this particular property is $103,000. It's $103,000. And it's going to take about $18,000 in that range to do all of the repairs on this property. But when you get all those repairs done and you put that property back into service, the property value will be around $164,500. See, that's what all fixed up homes in this particular neighborhood where this property is at are trading for. Correct. And the reason you can buy this one so cheap is that, you know, somebody just needs to sell it and they just want to go away. Maybe they've tried the multiple listing service. Who knows what they've tried? Oh, and by the way, this particular deal is what we call an off-market deal. So if you are searching on the MLS, this property is probably not going to show up. The only way you would find this property is if you knew the wholesaler that secured the contract, who's trying to flip the contract to us as investors, or, you know, you literally check every single house in Houston and see who's interested in selling, which is a huge waste of time. Don't do that. When the dust all settles, we're anticipating about just shy of $11,000 of captured equity. So going back to my discussion earlier in the show, what that means is between the acquisition cost and the rehab cost and the costs associated with doing all of the transactions, even though the property is worth $164,500, your all-in cost is $11,000 lower than that. You're only in at $153,500. So you captured $11,000 of equity. This is a good thing because over time, equity will continue to build. Now, okay, I shouldn't say will because I don't know what the future holds. I really don't. I do know that historically, real estate has gone up over time. Okay, there was that mess in 2008, and there have been other messes in the past that have been caused mainly by man-made influence, just to be honest with you. You're probably wondering, okay, so I make $11,000 if I buy this. This is cool. What about the cash flow? What does that cash flow do for me? Well, what's interesting is this. Based on the market rents that this property can command, once you take the expenses of ownership away, and assuming you're going to self-manage, and by the way, don't be afraid of managing your own properties. It's really easy. It's not that hard, especially when you're in a property that's all fixed up. You have no reason for your resident to call you. Cash flow on this property is projected right at $501. Yeah, it actually rounded up to $501. So let's call it $500. What does that mean? Well, it means you're going to put $6,000 into your pocket every year. You just gave yourself a $6,000 raise buying this property. Now you're thinking, all right, what do I need to do this deal? How much? I mean, $164,000. I mean, if we do what, 25% of that, that's a lot of money. That's like 40 grand, right? Or more, because then you got closing costs, you got all this stuff. No. Slow down. The way we buy property, we take full advantage of other people's money. See, we take advantage of something called a hard money asset to acquire, rehab the property, and then we come in with the difference. That keeps our capital outlay to right around $33,400 total for the whole deal. So you're actually doing better as far as cash out of pocket. As a matter of fact, when you do the calculation to determine what the cash flow returns on this property are, you're getting 18% per year just on the cash flow. Just on the cash flow. And that does not take into consideration the amount of money that you captured as the gains, that extra $11,000, which, by the way, real estate has a tendency to go up in value. It tends to double every 20 years. It's going a lot faster right now. I don't know if you've noticed what's going on out there, but it's crazy. I mean, these articles that I'm reading are just saying everything is just going up and up and up, and everybody's trying to explain why. And they can't because they don't know the real answer. The real answer is this. The markets will do what the markets will do. What you must do is be in the right markets. What you must do is own the right assets. Don't sit on your laurels and think, oh, I got money into the Blackstone Group. They own a bunch of houses. I own part of 17,000 houses. You don't own squat, buddy. You own an 8% return. What we need to do is get you in here so that we can show you how to get 18% returns just on your cash, not to mention all of the money that you'll earn off the equity growth. And to find out how, go to LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit LifestylesUnlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.